The annual Philadelphia Film Festival wraps up this weekend. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the Philly-centric movies being screened.
The title of the film, Maybe Next Year, is a bit of a misnomer. It starts out as a documentary tracking a season of the ups and downs of Philadelphia Eagles fans. People like Shirley Dash.
I can't take it. I can't keep talking about the Eagles. They drive me crazy. They drive me crazy. I don't know what else to do. They drive me crazy.
But something happened during the course of filming the documentary. The team won. This was the miraculous 2017 season when they went all the way. So no more maybe next year. This was the year.
9 seconds left.
One of the secrets of filmmaking is to use music and sound to build to your climax. But when that moment comes, when the Patriots send a Hail Mary pass into the end zone with seconds to spare in a desperate attempt to win against the Eagles, you cut to absolute silence.
Incomplete.
Nearly 2 years after that momentous victory and its aftermath of noise and pomp, what Maybe Next Year does is document the quiet desperation of being a devoted football fan. The moments when people use sports to overcome setbacks in their personal life.
This time, we're not expected to win it. So that's why we're going to win it. We're going to have a 4 million people parade down Broad Street.
Maybe Next Year screens on Saturday night.
That's what we're having.
On Sunday afternoon, another documentary of quiet desperation screens. It's called Waldo on Weed. It tells the story of Brian Dwyer, who made a splash in Philadelphia several years ago as the eccentric co-founder of a Kensington pizza shop and museum, Pizza Brain.
Pizza's a lifestyle, man, and, you know, I'm not slowing down. I'm only 28, so.
But underneath that world of pizza fandom was his fight for his infant son. At just a few months old, Waldo developed a rare form of cancer in his eye. Recording a video diary on what he calls his dad cam, Dwyer documented his decision to treat his son with medical marijuana, which was illegal in Pennsylvania in 2014.
If it were to be found out, there'd be a lot of legal ramifications, the least of which would be Child Protection Services. Waldo, if you're watching this, I was willing to go to jail for you.
It's likely Waldo will watch it. He's 5 years old now and, knock wood, cancer-free. A third Philadelphia film is a fiction narrative feature based on the real-life North Philadelphia school that was part of the district-wide school closures of 2013. The Nomads is about a displaced high school rugby team that succeeds despite systemic setbacks. It screens Sunday afternoon. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.